This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me and being involved in the conversation. Whether you do it up on Facebook, on the Facebook feed, live feed, or you do it up on our website, therealside.com. Now, if you go to the website, as you can, obviously, with the Facebook feed, because they're so special. Man, I wish we had alternatives to Facebook and Twitter and those kind of things. Really do. This is just so nuts. You know, I told you guys, and I'm getting off topic, but I do that all the time when I first start anyhow. So I told you guys a while back how Google and those people, I wish we'd stop using the term Google it. There's got to be other ways for us to look up information. But how Google and some of the other biggies, Facebook being one of them, have really put the clamps on conservative commentators. You know, Facebook with the live stuff and shutting down your page and making it almost impossible for you to kind of make any money at this game. Because radio show hosts don't make money anymore just because they have a mouth that moves. It's all about the amount of hits you get on the site, right? It's all about the advertising. And Google plays a big part in that advertising. A lot of people don't realize that, but they do. So what they've done is they've squeezed, I'll say a lot of us, because I don't want to sound like I'm begging, because I'm not begging, I'm informing you. But they have probably nailed, you know, conservatives or helped to stifle about 65% of the income. Because what they do is they shut down the advertising on your page, the links that go out there, the organic reach of our shows, our comments, our articles that we post. You know, I post articles every week. And I know they used to do much better. Same thing with our Facebook feeds. They used to do much better. And it's not like it gradually drops off so you go, okay, well, I guess I suck. Or I'm getting worse as the days go on. That's not what happens. It drops overnight. We went from a reach of 200 to 250,000 per show, per hour. You know, in some cases, and you can't find it. It's not like you can find the show. But we go down sometimes as low as, 10,000. And if I use the right terminology, and I'm sure somebody's listening now, whatever. If I use the right terminology, the show gets pulled from Facebook immediately. Now, what's funny is we also broadcast live on YouTube at the same time. I try to make it as easy as I can for you guys to get the show. But anyway, we try to do it on Facebook as well. Facebook, YouTube, and a few other places. And YouTube used to do it to us. They used to pull the show midstream. But now that Facebook is doing it, and, you know, as you, as some of you know, they're competitors. YouTube wants the video. But YouTube never pulls now. I can say anything I want to on YouTube, and they never pull the show anymore. So it goes to show you that they're kind of, some of them are working together. YouTube does, and YouTube did it a couple of months back, too, or actually last summer, where they made it almost impossible for you to make any money off of those videos either. That's how we all support the show. So if any of you are feeling in a giving mode, there is a button on our website, and the button is you can donate. You can do a one-time donation. We're working on some kind of monthly thing where I can give you. I'd love to hear from some of you on that. Seriously. Would you do it on Facebook or send me an email to joe@therealside.com? I'm thinking about doing like a monthly membership thing. Nothing expensive. I don't care. Everything from, you know, $5 to $25, whatever, to help support the show. And in that, we'll give some stuff away. You know, I don't care whether it's coffee mugs or water bottles, you know, special message maybe once a week, a super secret little video room you can come to and we can talk. You know? And you look at this stuff, and they're all people you guys like. I know that because they've affected all of us. Diane from Canada. Diane. See? And the eyes are failing me, Diane. Diane from Canada. Thanks so much for joining. I love it when the Canadian people get involved in the conversation. And, you know, I think I told you this, guys. I told you guys this the other night where there was an event that I went to, CPAC, and they actually had, you know, the foreign news people there. And the French were just amazed at what we were able to say and do. And even during one of the commercial breaks, one of the French guys came up to me and said, what is your limit? What are you allowed not to say? What aren't you allowed to say? And I said, well, I can't swear. I mean, unless we're strictly on the Internet, there's no foul language. But other than that, I can pretty much say anything I want about anybody I want. I can't be thrown in jail for it from a government standpoint, but apparently Facebook's not happy about it. You're done. But they were totally amazed. So I think we really don't understand the freedoms we do have. So, yeah, now that I've rambled, speaking of rambled, go up to the website or Amazon, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, and you're going to find out you really don't have to. Look, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about, you know, this wonderful Cuban deal that Mr. Oblamo got us into. Because Cuba wanted to reach out, branch out, become more like America. There's a line of crap you'll find out on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex- employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Before I go back on my Cuban rant, actually, not back on too. I got to get there first, right? That was interesting. The AOL founder came out and kind of, I don't know, you want to say back up? I won't say backed up. But he came out and supported and said that, look at Facebook violence, well, you can't please everything. Here's my only problem with that comment. How is it they could take a show like mine? Now, when I start getting on Obama's case, when I start poking away at him, or the administration, or I really get hard on the left, all of a sudden the show gets pulled. It stops. And it says I committed a terms and conditions violation, and I got to somehow go sifting through 300 pages to find out exactly which one I did, because they don't really tell you most of the time. So, if you're going to tell me that there's no algorithms, there's no... See, here's another thing. If I grab a video clip, I want you guys to think about where we are with technology. So if I grab a video clip from Mark Dice, for instance, who doesn't allow his clips to be used at all now, and that's his right. I don't, you know, the guy's got some really good stuff, but I'd like to share it. I can't share it. So if I grab one of his clips and I play 15 seconds of that thing, YouTube pulls it that fast and says, you have content from another user. They pick that up in seconds. Are you actually telling me that Facebook, YouTube, whoever, and YouTube has live now too, so they might be same thing. It's just a lot easier to do with Facebook, obviously. But are you actually telling me that Facebook can't pick up on the screams of somebody being beaten, certain words, certain terminologies? Right? I mean, how many live Facebook assaults have we seen? That girl getting raped in the bathroom, right? The young kid that was, for all intents and purposes, kidnapped, duct taped, and what do? They set him on fire, they beat him, they pissed on him. Yeah, I'm mad, so, you know, you have to watch my language, right? But that was all okay. That was freedom of expression. And they don't want to clamp down like that. They want to clamp down on us, but they're not going to clamp down on violence, right? Took them 3 hours to pull that video of the black man being shot. 3 hours! The phone call from the police, FBI, whoever put it out there, to Facebook should have prompted an immediate suspension of that video. But they had to think it out. They had to think through it. But I'm not buying it. This is a line of crud, and it's not real. There's just no way. I don't believe it for a second. But if they want him down, they want him gone, they don't want to deal with him, they can get him down in minutes. Actually, not really. They can get him down in seconds. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you're not agreeing with me, let me know. If you agree with me, let me know. Send me an email. Okay, back to my original. I know, I'm all over the place. What do you want from me? I have Radio DD or something, whatever you call it. Two men. Why are you making that noise? Two men have been arrested in Cuba. You ready for this one? For preaching capitalism. It should be a reminder, a real reminder, that the Castro tyranny is still alive and well. Remember when Obama, I mean, you'd have to go back and find it when I did it. That was smart. When Obama did the original Cuban agreement, if you would, we were going through some of, you know, what we were getting and what they were getting. And again, you know, we got the short end of the stick, as they say. But we're going to be able to go to Cuba. We're going to be able to see what it's like. And Obama's comment was, when they see capitalism at work, when they see what we're bringing to the table and the freedom, the Cuban people are going to want it. It doesn't mean they're going to get it, Mr. Oblamo. What it means is they're going to get shot. That's what it means. When they start pushing for the same freedoms that Americans have, they're going to get shot. They're going to get killed. Parents are going to die. Kids are going to lose their parents. You know, I don't want to go back over 8 years of beating on him. But I look at something like this and I say, how did you miss this? And then when he was talking about the agreements and reopening the embassy, what makes him think we're going to get anything out of the deal? We're still not going to get anything out of the deal. Remember, even we agreed to send the refugees back. They agreed to take back refugees. They're one of the few that said they'll take back. We are refusing. I don't know how this happened. But we refuse to accept the, what are they called, defectors or whatever they're called. You can't really call them refugees. Because remember, they're now not a violent nation. Right? We're working with them. There's no oppression going on over there. So I don't know if Trump has turned that around, but the way Obama wrote the deal, we are not allowed to accept people coming to this country from Cuba. We have to send them back. Even though Raul would not promise us that they wouldn't face persecution, prison time. Right? Think about it. So we're not going to accept them because they're not coming from what we consider anymore to be one of the oppressive nations. Once Cuba sees how we operate here in the United States, they're going to change everything. So we send them back. We're sending them back like FDR sent back the Jews to die. Because you know as well as I do that in Cuba, they're not going to get a fair shake. They're all about how it looks, right? So Raul will not promise, did not promise, wouldn't promise Mr. Oblamo that they wouldn't face charges. Isn't that nice? Isn't that great of him? Now, when Fidel died last year, right, and, you know, I don't know about this thawing of tensions between us. I don't think they've thought at all. You know? Many Americans had some hope that Cuba's prepared to turn the page. That's because they were fed a line of garbage. Now, on February 2nd, Ubaldo Herrera Hernandez, a member of the Mises Institute in Cuba, and Manuel Velasquez Vicia, I'm doing the best I can, people here. Not like it's Smith and Jones. A human rights activist were arrested by an undercover officer outside the Benjamin Franklin Library. I love this stuff. They're ready. You know, what did Mr. Obama say? They're ready for democracy. They are ready to grow. Apparently not. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We will truly, honestly be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
I'm Joe Bacini, your host. You listen to The Real Side. And I wouldn't have anything if you weren't listening, right? We have to change that, tweak that song a little bit. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and thanks so much for joining me tonight. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. We're almost in the home stretch. Well, we are in the home stretch, I guess. Anyway, some of you who've stuck it out the whole time, thank you so much. I really do. I know you got other stations, other things you could be doing, other shows you could be listening to, and as you've hung in with me, I do very much appreciate it. And again, get involved in the conversation. Get involved in the community. Get involved in what you believe. Stand, as you can see with my shirt. I wish these microphones were different. See? Can we do that? Right? So, and now you can't hear me, right? Stand. Stand for what you believe. I'm selling these shirts on the website, therealside.com /store, or you just go to the store there. You'll see the coffee mugs, the shirts, the book. But it's stand. Hashtag stand. Stand for what you believe is right. Don't back down. Don't let them drive you away, please. You don't like when I beg. It's really not good. It's actually kind of disgusting. Anyway, I want to thank... I'll get back to the Cuban story in a second, I promise. I want to thank our new listeners, KDUZ out of Minnesota. Really appreciate it. You guys, you make the calls, you make the push, and it happens. So if you want me on a radio station close to you, if you want me on a station, and you don't have to, you don't want to just beat your brains out trying to listen to that smartphone of yours, again, call the local station. Ask them what's wrong with these people. And Bruce, welcome back. You're never late. You're never late to be informed, Bruce. The California crime rates are rising all over the place. I'm going to do this story tomorrow night, probably. But the California crime rates are rising in all these little cities because the governor, you know, they conned the general voters. And they're allowing the governor to release inmates early. Okay? These guys pleaded down some of their crimes. So they went from violent crimes or felonies to misdemeanors. They pleaded down their crimes. You're letting them out early, and they're going right back to committing crimes again. And the crime rates are on the rise again. But somehow, like with illegal immigration, right, they won't allow you to tie the two together. So if the illegal immigration population rises in an area, and at the same time the crime rate rises, why can't we tie those together? I mean, wouldn't it only make sense? So anyway, we'll deal with that because, I mean, Governor Moonbeam is just so, it's not even that he's out of touch with the community. He is out of touch with reality. I'm hoping, thinking, maybe I'll have some insight for you on the Georgia race that's going on right now, but I'll let you know more about that as the night goes on. Anyway, back to the Cuban debacle. This is our illustrious leader. Thank God. Everybody with me, right? Remember I said I've got a way for you to release that negative energy? Just breathe deep, and when you breathe out, just say it with me. Ex-President Obama. Ex-President Obama. It's really that simple. So back to the Cuban story. So we were told by Mr. Obama that this is 1950s Cold War, Cold War policies that we need to get rid of, and we need to get back with the Cubans again. You know, we needed to show them what real capitalism was about, how free people actually live, which was, you know, as well as I do, was a total line of malarkey. He felt that it hadn't been working for 50 years, so we needed to help change. Why? It was working for us. It wasn't causing us any pain. And then right away when he starts with negotiations with Cuba, what does Raul start screaming? That America owes, and I would beg, I would tell you that I don't believe to this day that we didn't send money to Cuba. I am sure under Mr. Obama that they found a way to get money to Cuba. Because Raul said that we owed him we owed the Cuban people $6 billion because over the last 50 years, we have caused pain and oppression because of what we did to them. I mean, the fact that they were allowing Russian missiles on their property, I mean, in their country, to be able to attack the United States, that had nothing to do with anything. We were the nasty people. This is the lunacy of the left. Now we're going to go back into Cuba. All of a sudden, we're going to make them civilized. Remember, the people hurting there, the Castros aren't hurting. They're pretty fat, dumb, and happy, aren't they? They're the ones living in palaces. They're the ones. They're not having a problem putting gas in their cars, food in their table. We always line up. Look at the countries that Mr. Obama lined up with, that he wanted to become friends with. The American people were sleeping. We turned this. Go read my recent piece about politicizing SCOTUS. It's on the website, therealside.com. And it's just amazing how we approach these things. And the American people are asleep. On February 2nd, looks like Cuban nationals were arrested by an undercover officer outside the Benjamin Franklin Library. What a great name, right? The library, a project on which Hernandez and Vicia had both worked, opened last December. It is dedicated to spreading the ideas of individual liberty. Yeah. Oh, and economic freedom. My tongue got stuck. That have long been suppressed on that island. Yeah, and not to surface anytime soon either. The undercover officer approached Hernandez and Vicia, and without identifying himself, demanded to see ID and know what the two men were carrying. When both men refused to comply, the officer arrested both men for assault, a charge the Cuban government has long used as an excuse to jail political opponents. Cuban police also threatened to arrest any other members of the library that attempted to interfere with the arrest. Now, according to Nelson Rodriguez, an attorney with Mises Cuba, the two men have since been transferred to Molina, a maximum security prison, Molina del Sur, known for the appalling conditions. The prison has long been the unfortunate destination of human rights activists and independent journalists. Now, Obama refused to negotiate any kind of human rights deals with them. Right? I mean, think about this. If they want money, if they want us to open up the doors, if they want flights to start going into Cuba, why didn't we negotiate with these people? Because Obama didn't know how to deal. He had no clue how to make it happen. Two men have since been transferred to Malaysia. That's the maximum security. Nasty, nasty place. Now, reports From the detained men's family also indicate that their legal counsel has been threatened and they've been subjected to beatings by police. Both men face the additional charge of spreading enemy propaganda. Right? I want you to, except if you're driving, don't do it if you're driving. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to think about Mr. Obama in, remember when he was with Raul at the baseball game? Doing the wave, smiling up, having a good time with these guys. He seems to be more comfortable with dictators than he is with real statesmen. Right? Think about who he hung out with. Think about who he's been comfortable with. Now, while by all accounts the charges of assault are, you know, they're just not true, it's understandable why the Cuban government would want to punish anyone with the courage to spread the idea of the economist Ludwig von Mises and other scholars found in the Franklin Library. There's no greater threat to an authoritarian regime than the message of individual rights. Right? I have never understood from a government that preaches that, you know, they're the God, they're the sufficiency, you know, not that the Pope should not have gone there, but the Pope shouldn't have gone there and pretty much sucked up to the Castro brothers. I don't get this. You do not get why, you know, look, I get the spreading the love. I get the wanting to go to these places to try to give people hope. I get that part of it. But giving them hope isn't chumming up to the Castro brothers, or brother now, who would prefer to kill people to get them out of the way, let them starve to death, push them via bulldozer into a big pit. Yeah, that's okay. That works. Mises himself was forced to flee the Nazi regime when they invaded his homeland of Austria and later Europe altogether. This is why the Soviet intellectuals considered Mises to be the greatest enemy of Marxism. And sadly, it's why most of the academia shunned him at the height of FDR's influence when he came to America. We'll finish this up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Really. Maybe I can inform you. We'll be right back.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at truehealthfacts.com. That's truehealthfacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have with you. Always a pleasure when you're with me. How's that? Much better? Okay. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, I really do. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot going on up there, a lot going on the website. Smarter people than I in the Facebook feed. So if I'm boring you to death and you want something to do and you want some smart people to talk to, I would say all you need to do is hop up on the Facebook page, and you'll find, again, better people than I up there. Anyway, we're talking about the Cuban deal and how sideways and how it's doing absolutely nothing than to put money in the Castro brothers' pockets. So I do not understand. I don't get. Well, actually, I do get it. I wouldn't be telling you the truth if I said that. I know exactly why the deal went down the way it did. I know exactly why, you know, that we gave into this dictator, because ex-President Obama didn't care. He didn't give a crud. He wanted all these socialist, communist dictators to be seem to be an ally with the U.S. He wanted it to look like he had control over them by giving them, you know, like some people think with their kids. Give them what they want, make them happy, and they'll do what you want them to do. That doesn't work that way. All of us who have children know it doesn't work that way. So now these guys who were preaching capitalism in front of a building that was built, a joint venture, to teach capitalism, individuality, they were arrested for doing that, basically. Now, there's all other charges, but they were arrested for that. Now, according to... Oh, wait a minute. I already did that one. Now, we know the charges were fake. We all know the charges were fake. And the economist Ludwig von Mises and others found this library, or actually became part of the library. They helped push these, you know, talk about economic freedom and individual rights. And how, you know, Obama buying into this just shows you how shallow and not very smart he actually was. And even some of the White House people, you know, we'll do this story tomorrow night, but even some of the people coming out of the White House that served under his administration and now coming out and saying, Mr. Obama left this world more dangerous. Which I think is hilarious, frankly, because we on the right have been saying it for a long time and nobody wants to jump on that train. I don't know what they're afraid of. So Mises himself was forced to flee the Nazi regime. You know, after they invaded Austria, and then he had to leave Europe altogether. The Soviet intellectuals, the communists, considered Mises dangerous. He's the greatest enemy. He was one of the greatest enemies to Marxism. And at the height of FDR's influence, most of academia shunned him. Remember, those people, they wanted progressive socialism. Think about what FDR was fighting for. Think of what he was trying to push through. Right? The government was going to take care of all your needs. The government was going to make sure that you had everything you needed. Thank God he failed. It's important to note that in spite of the disgusting actions of Cuba's government, they don't justify the reinstatement of the sanctions removed by Obama. I mean, think of the economic warfare still going on down there. Right, where is the money actually going? The Castro brothers never faced starvation. They never faced any real issues. All those dictators in the... You know, it's really funny how our young kids... And again, if you heard the earlier hour, I'm blaming you all for this. But how our young kids think that socialism is the way to go. That communism is the best kind of thing that you can have because... Everybody's treated equally. Everybody gets an apartment. Everybody gets a car. Everybody gets food. Yeah. Talk to people who came out of it recently. Check out what's really going on in Venezuela and some other places. This is nothing new. So the, you know, again, when you're talking about economic warfare like this, the only ones that suffer the people. You look at the top, there's nobody at the top that's starving to death. In fact, men like Hernandez and Vecilla can be arrested for simple crime of educating Cubans on the alternative to communism highlights how naive people like Canadians Justin Trudeau. Sorry if there's anybody from Canada listening that love him. But look, this guy romanticizes the Castro regime. I don't get these guys. And some of you guys that don't speak up when you see these young kids, your own relatives, wearing, what is it, the Che Guevara shirts. I know, I always screw up people's names. Get over it. Why don't you speak up? Why don't you look at your niece and nephew and say, who is that? A revolutionary? Really, a revolutionary? What exactly did he do? Do you know? Most of them don't know. They're doing what their teacher told them. They're talking about these people like their teacher told them. Ron Paul himself, a proud Misesian, who decided to run for Congress after seeing the Austrian economist speak in the 1970s, he liked to say truth is the reason in the empire of lies. Mr. Hernandez and Mr. Vecillas are paying for their crime of daring to speak the truth. Come on. I mean, really, really think about what took place here. They weren't telling them to overthrow the government. right? They weren't trying to get them to stir up a bunch of garbage. They were simply trying to give people a better way to live. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And only in California, you know, I've heard say that California is the is the biggest exporter of fruits and nuts in the world. I would like to change that. I think we keep them here. We can them, and we keep them here. And the proof is just go to any one of our state colleges. And look at what our kids are doing, saying, thinking. These young people are totally out of control. Now, Pomona students are saying that truth is a myth of white supremacy. Oh, God, these kids are gone. Now, a group of students at Pomona College wrote an open letter to the school's outgoing president, claiming that the idea that there is a single truth is a myth, and white supremacy, according to a report by the Claremont Independent. The letter, which was written by three self-identified black students and has been signed by at least 30, claimed that historically white supremacy has venerated the idea of objectivity as a means of silencing oppressed people. So, yeah, I guess we can never come back from that, apparently. I guess apparently because there was slavery in this country at one time, we can never come back from that. Now, could we? According to the Claremont Independent, the letter was in response to an email that the Pomona president, David Oxtoby, I guess is the name, sent to the campus after protesters shut down a speech from a Black Lives Matter critic, Heather McDonald, that had been scheduled for April 6th. What I would have done was arrested the protesters. Me, Joe, not the person there. Now, protest is a legitimate and celebrated place on college campuses, Oxtoby wrote in his email, according to the Claremont Independent. What we cannot support is the act of preventing others from engaging with an invited speaker. Our mission is founded upon discovery of truth, the collaborative development of knowledge, and the betterment of society. Now, yes, the discovery of truth. Who could have a problem with that, right? You would think, see, if they don't think it's truth, it can't be truth, even if you can back it up with science. We've had this discussion a million times. It's an argument you can't win. Who could have a problem with that? After all, truth is one thing that no one can really argue against, right? Maybe not. It's always been a problem. It's always been a fleeting thing. You know, there's a line in Jesus Christ Superstar, or a couple of lines. It says, you know, what is truth? Is mine the same as yours? We all have truths. Is mine the same as yours? But today, it's like any thought that formulates between your two ears. If a millennial has a thought, something they believe to be truth, no matter what, it's true. End of discussion. Now, the idea that there's a single truth, you know, like, I don't know, we need oxygen to survive, I don't know. They say it's a construct of Euro-West and that it's deeply rooted in Enlightenment, which was a movement that also described black and brown people as both subhuman. You know, I don't remember any of this. This is yesterday's news. I don't consider anybody who's of any color subhuman. Right? And to say the truth, look, they're talking about the whole gender-neutral thing and what have you. Well, I've run out of time. Ah! I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Thanks for being with me. Hope you have a great rest of the week. We'll be here the rest of the week. I hope you find your way back here, too. I am Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great rest of the day.